And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 6th of March, 2007. It's the birthday of Michelangelo Buonarroti, born in a little village in Tuscany called Caprese in 1475, the most famous artist of his lifetime. In fact, one of the first artists ever to become famous. Before him, artists were more likely to be considered craftsmen and do their work anonymously. Michelangelo made his name when he began to work on pieces with biblical themes, the Pietà and David. Unlike most artists of his era, he didn't like to use a lot of assistants, and so he left some work unfinished. In fact, he almost gave up on painting the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel because the plaster kept growing mold. And it was an architect who pointed out to Michelangelo that he was using too much water in his plaster mix. He preferred to chisel his sculptures out of single blocks, unlike many sculptors who worked from separate pieces that they then joined together, so that the block of marble he used to make the statue of David was 40 feet tall. It's the birthday of the novelist Gabriel Garcia Marquez, born in Aracataca, Colombia, in 1928. He was in law school in Bogota, when a politician was assassinated, a civil war was triggered, there was a riot in his neighborhood, a fire burned down his house, all his manuscripts were destroyed. He had no money. He moved into a tiny room in a four-story brothel. He was trying to write fiction. And then his mother came to see him and asked him if he would go back to the little village where he'd been brought up by his grandparents. They had died. The house was up for sale. And so Garcia Marquez and his mother traveled back there by boat. It was a trip that filled him with nostalgia. A fictional town began to take shape in his mind, which eventually became the setting of his novel 100 Years of Solitude, published in 1967. The book that begins, many years later, as he faced the firing squad, Colonel Aureliano Buendia was to remember that distant afternoon when his father took him to discover ice. 100 Years of Solitude, now considered one of the great novels of the 20th century. And it was on this day in 1951 the trial of Julius and Ethel Rosenberg began in New York, a middle-aged Jewish couple charged with conspiracy to commit espionage. Julius Rosenberg was a minor communist spy who'd persuaded his brother-in-law to steal secrets from the Los Alamos National Laboratory, which had to do with nuclear weapons. Relatively minor secrets, which had little effect on the Russians acquiring nuclear weapons, although the government at the time strongly suggested that the Rosenbergs were personally responsible for helping the Soviet Union acquire the atomic bomb. His wife Ethel had very little to do with any espionage at all, but the main evidence in the trial came from her younger brother David Greenglass, who lied under oath and testified that Ethel had typed up the documents that he had provided to Julius. The trial was over in less than a month. Both the Rosenbergs were found guilty, and they were both executed in the electric chair at Sing Sing in 1953. Here's a poem for today by Ted Kooser. Simple poem about an old lady throwing a pan of dishwater out the back door, a poem entitled Dishwater. Slap of the screen door, flat knock of my grandmother's boxy black shoes on the wooden stoop, the hush and sweep of her knob-kneed cotton apron stride out to the edge, and then towed in with a furious twist and heave a bridge that leaps from her hot red hands and hangs there shining for 50 years over the mystified chickens, over the swaying nettles, the ragweed, the clay slope down to the creek, over the red-winged blackbirds in the tops of the willows, a glorious rainbow with an empty dishpan swinging at one end. Dishwater, poem by Ted Kooser, from his collection Delights and Shadows, published by Copper Canyon Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, sponsor of American Life and Poetry, bringing poetry to newspaper readers across the country. You can find it online at AmericanLifeAndPoetry.org. Our technical director is Thomas Schweitzer. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.